Much has been made of how Democratic elected officials are pushing back against the Republican administration's agenda. Whether it's attorneys general filing suit around the president's executive order banning refugees, or senators pushing back against irresponsible cabinet appointees, all of these actions are necessary, but they are not sufficient. If Democrats are to gain voters' support and the control of state legislatures, governor's offices, congressional majorities, and the White House, we must not only unite around opposition to the extreme policies of this administration, we must unite around a positive vision for our communities in the future. Democrats shouldn't stop fighting the administration at every turn where the president acts in violation of our country's core values, but we cannot let defense define us. We must be the party that matches its words and deeds, the party that fights against extremism and fights for Americans everywhere who work hard, play by the rules, and simply believe it should not be as hard as it is to get ahead. We must be able to show how we hear their voices, have responded to their concerns, and will continue to do so if given their trust and support in positions of leadership. Then, and only then, will we be a majority party again. While congressional Democrats are limited in their tools to communicate and advance an agenda, Democrats in state and local government have the tools, opportunity, and responsibility to lead. Democratic elected officials outside of Washington have the opportunity to cut through debates about fake news and alternative facts and show how the policies they are advancing will address the economic concerns of workers from rural and urban communities, white, black, Hispanic, and Asian, highly educated, and those who took their first job out of high school. What should these policies be? For a start, every kid should have access to pre-kindergarten. Reams of data show the long-term benefits of investing in universal pre-K. But only three states, Florida, Georgia, and Oklahoma, guarantee and provide universal access. If Democrats are serious about tackling the wealth and income gap, we need to embrace policies that address that gap as early as possible. While pushing for investments in the next generation, Democrats must also be leading the way in rebuilding our communities today by investing in infrastructure, broadband, transit, roads, bridges, and more. For too long, leaders of both parties have bemoaned the lack of investment in infrastructure, while consistently failing to change the trend. Democrats have a particular need to break out of this rut if they want to win voters' support for new investments. How is an undecided voter supposed to believe that new investments are needed when the old ones are barely maintained? Too often, Democrats have timidly defended the most basic of upkeep and the taxes to pay for them. The results have been poor infrastructure, weaker communities, and less support for new investments, like broadband in rural regions or transit in all our communities, all of which are desperately needed. Finally, Democrats should ensure that every worker is guaranteed paid family leave. The United States is the only developed nation that does not have paid family leave. Five states and the District of Columbia have begun to address this, but the rest cannot wait for federal action. Democrats must unite and prioritize every mom and dad being able to welcome their child into the world or be by their loved ones at their time of need without worrying about losing their job or paying the bills. These policies shouldn't be the extent of what Democrats are fighting for, but they are three obvious priorities which some states are advancing and many more could be. The more that do, the better off our communities will be, and the better positioned Democratic candidates will be to win voters' trust and support to take on these challenges and many more. It is certainly easier to unite around what we oppose, but that is not enough to govern. To win elections and to govern, we need a clear vision and proof that we will deliver on this. Democrats at the state and local level can provide that right now. Here's hoping they do.